Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet, and today is Thursday, June 19th, 2014. With me today, I have the wonderful Kelly Gaumont. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Jeff.
And I also have the equally wonderful, yet taller, Brian Chaffin. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Brian.
All right. Jeff, remember it.
Now, I have a feeling we're about to make this a very creepy show. Great. 2 weeks in, and we've changed our demographic. Go us.
Excellent.
Yes. Okay. So the first
My work here is done.
Yeah. Geez, we could wrap up the show right now. Yeah. But we won't.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Instead, I think first thing we'll do is dive into a piece that Brian wrote yesterday. And the background is that Rhapsody, one of the streaming music services, like the old timer, they have
it's
a new
the
service.
OG streaming service.
Yeah. They have a new service or a feature called Unradio, which is a streaming music thing. And they've teamed up with T-Mobile to make this happen. So fill us in, Brian.
Well, Rhapsody has launched a streaming music service. They're teaming up with the T-Mobile for it, but I don't think you have to be a T-Mobile customer. And what they're doing is pretty much what everybody else is doing, which is streaming music, and then they'll give you access to terrestrial and internet streaming radio stations as well. And it's really just yet another streaming service that, you know, no one was clamoring for, at least in my opinion. And the biggest advantage they seem to be able to offer is to T-Mobile customers, because they're not going to charge your bandwidth for using the service against your data caps.
Okay. Now, does anyone else do terrestrial radio, though, as part of their streaming? Because the cursory glance I've given to the streaming services that I've looked at don't have that option.
Well, iTunes Radio is starting to.
Okay.
They have deals with NPR and I believe ESPN.
So, okay.
So that's a start.
Yeah, but those are on a national level, right? Not the local level?
True. Totally national level thing, right?
Yeah, that's not going to give me like OPB as opposed to PBS. Oregon Public Broadcasting is not going to be the thing that I'm going to get in iTunes Radio.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think that people were sitting around going, "Man, I'd love to do a streaming music service if only I could get my local radio station."
And while that's true, it is sort of interesting because Mr. Kelly spends a lot of time listening to Pandora, and his morning commute usually involves listening to OPB to and from in the car, so that he gets like the news of the day and what have you. So for him, if he were to maybe go to this service, he would have everything in one place.
True.
So to someone, and I'm granted, like, everything at my house is the exception, not the rule, but for somebody who has an occasional local radio station desire, this would be a thing that would be appealing. And so far, it sounds like the only thing that the Unradio service will have that other people don't have. And who knows if that's going to be the thing that differentiates it or not, but at least it's a different angle that we haven't seen previously.
But hold on, though. Let me make sure that you were just saying that this usage scenario that you're building for us is in the car.
Yeah.
Where he has a radio.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
But
that's the one place I do listen to local radio is in the car.
Now, outside of the car, I'm speculating that people that listen to local radio are probably using something like iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which Mr. Kelly uses as well every once in a while. But the thing about it would be, if he were doing this using his phone over the speaker as opposed to just turning on the radio, he could finish listening to that as he walks from the parking lot into the office, or, you know, finish listening to, you know, if he gets to, because he gets to work at like 7:20 in the morning. So if he gets there at 7:20 and the show's not over until 7:30, then he can finish listening to that just by taking it with him, which might be handy for some people.
Yeah, I suppose. So let me ask you this. Are y'all T-Mobile customers to begin with?
No.
All right. Would you pay, you know, are any of these usage scenarios going to get you to subscribe to Unradio?
No.
Probably not.
Now, all right. If I was interested in switching to T-Mobile, then I could see where this might be just another enticing bit to the whole package. But in and of itself, this isn't something I look at and think, ooh, I'm ready to drop AT&T.
So, you know, there's a couple of other benefits. First of all, they have a really nice interface. They also have 32 million songs, which is obviously a lot of songs, and it's roughly 31 million more than Amazon launched with. But
good point.
Yay math.
But, and I don't blame Rhapsody for trying to reinvent itself. I don't by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think that there's something wrong with having another streaming music service out there. I mean, at this point, you know, like Chick-fil-A is going to have its own streaming music service, and so is Goodyear. You know, there are just so many services out there, and they're all just iterative Me Too examples. And I am very quickly reaching to the point where I personally don't care.
There's so many, it's hard to keep up with all of them and to find the features that differentiate each one of them. But yeah, I'm with you that I'm totally cool with Rhapsody trying to reinvent themselves. And if they don't, well, then that's bad business because they're in a market where they need to find a way to set themselves apart from the other players. Otherwise, why would anyone want to go to Rhapsody?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, all right. So basically, it sounds like we're at a point where we're kind of, all right, that might be an okay thing, but not really jumping with joy over the prospect of switching carriers just to get Unradio.
No, you don't have to switch carriers, but people with unlimited plans
get
it for
bones.
Free.
Yeah, of getting it for free. Yeah. Hey,
if only there were a way I could like try out T-Mobile for a while instead of having to forsake my carrier altogether.
Okay, the beauty of what just happened is you stepped over my segue with the same segue. That was awesome. Okay, so where this segue is going in this just wonderful, not awkward way at all, is that yesterday T-Mobile announced that they have a new program where people can what are they calling it? The test drive program, where they will send you an iPhone 5S for free to use with an unlimited plan for 7 days, just so you can try out the phone and the service. At the end of the 7 days, all you have to do is walk into an AT&T store and hand them the phone and go on your way. No strings attached.
A T-Mobile store.
Did I say the wrong store?
Yeah, you said AT&T.
Well, that would be confusing. You should really go to a T-Mobile store, and I should have more caffeine before doing the show. So, Kelly, what do you think of this? Because you wrote up the piece. No, you didn't. I wrote up the piece.
I
need more caffeine. Wow.
But I do know about it, and it sounds cool to me. Like, at first, I was like, hey, this sounds great. And then the rest of me wondered, wait, what's the catch? Because I got my first cell phone and my phone number in 1998. And so I have been yanked around by every carrier before they were the carrier they are today. So I had a Singular number. I had a VoiceStream number. I had all these like old things before they all became, you know, the big three we've got now, the big four we've got now.
Soon to be the big three.
Yeah, which will be the big three eventually. So I just keep waiting to figure out like what the catch is, because there's always a catch. So this doesn't seem to have a catch, and that makes me wonder what it will ultimately be. And then – but the thing about it is that part of why I covered some of the T-Mobile Uncarrier stuff in the past and found it so interesting is because it seemed like T-Mobile wanted customers so badly they were going to be nice to them, which I don't know how many people spend a lot of time covering the mobile industry or reading about it, but that is revolutionary as a business model for a mobile provider. And so
yes, it is.
I like don't know what to do with this information. I think it's awesome.
It's almost too good to be true.
Yeah, see, and that makes me suspicious. Like, why are you doing this that, you know, to like be awesome and help me out? And then on top of this, like if I did want to switch, I know there's been a push lately. T-Mobile has been more than happy to pay people's ETF charges, the early termination fee, the $200 or whatever it is. If you want to change your if you want to end your contract with whoever you have and go to T-Mobile, Mobile is happy to pay that for you so that you will switch to them.
Okay, here's what I find absolutely fascinating about all of this. And it's that T-Mobile, currently the number four player in the U.S. cell phone market, they have been making moves that are setting trends that the bigger guys are having to respond to.
Which is awesome. The honest-to-God unlimited data plan and you know, paying the ETF, and everybody gets unlimited text for like, you know, part of the mobile plan, and that sort of stuff is fascinating to me.
Yeah, but you know what? Within the year, none of this is going to matter because Sprint's going to own T-Mobile, and T-Mobile is likely not going to exist. I don't know if we know yet what Sprint's exact plans are, but the way this usually works is that T-Mobile will be rolled into Sprint, and everything will be Sprint. And unless they bring in T-Mobile's management to run this new combined company, which is doubtful, it's not going to matter. T-Mobile is doing some interesting stuff in this space with both this new trial thing that they're announcing and the Un-Radio. And what difference is it going to make?
I thought they were going to become Deutsche Telekom US. Am I completely misremembering the article I read?
Well,
like, they're going to get a new third name. It's not going to be Sprint, and it's not going to be T-Mo. It's going to be something else.
That actually may be the case. I'm not sure that the guy that owns Sprint is a Japanese businessman. Not really sure what his plans are. But either way, unless it's T-Mobile's leadership that's being put in charge to continue doing things the T-Mobile way, none of this is going to matter.
So basically, Brian, what you're doing is breaking my balloon of hope that the cell service providers will get better.
I am here to serve.
Oh. It does say Rainer on parades on his business cards.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot of things on Brian's business cards.
Yeah, I'm going to make a note of that one. That's a good one.
Yeah. I think I know what your title is next week on Epicon's Next Machine.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I think we've hit a great point to wrap up today. So that's exactly what we're going to do. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're more than welcome, Jeff, anytime.
And Brian, thank you for joining me today, too, even though you just rained all over my parade.
Thanks for having me.